actor Luke Perry passed away aged 52 earlier this month after experiencing a stroke. And closer to home, Milwaukee talk radio host Mark Belling, at the age of 62, survived what he now knows was a stroke while on the job in February. According to the CDC, about 140,000 Americans die of a stroke each year. That means strokes are at fault for about one out of every 20 deaths. Dr. Heather Johnson is an associate professor in the Division of Cardiovascular Medicine at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. She's a preventive cardiologist and a fellow of the American Heart Association. Dr. Johnson, thanks a lot for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we mentioned a couple ages there, 52 and 62. When do we tend to be most at risk for stroke?
It's a great question. It used to be that people were more concerned about having strokes later in life, starting middle age to older age groups. What we're seeing, though, are rising rates of stroke actually among younger adults. We see strokes in 30s, 40s, 50-year-old individuals, and it's definitely raising our awareness about the importance of prevention earlier in life.
Do we have an idea of why that is, why we're seeing strokes among younger people?
We're beginning to see higher rates of high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity. And unfortunately, when we think about these factors affecting our body, the amount of years that you're exposed to this raises your risk. So starting to have high blood pressure in your 20s can definitely begin to raise your rate of stroke well before the age of 50 years old.
Now, we mentioned Mark Belling, the radio host in Milwaukee. I want to give a listen to how he describes his experience because it illustrates we don't always know that we're having a stroke in the moment.
I had this weird sensation going on. It just all of a sudden came on. There was no warning. And people have described this in all sorts of ways. I can only describe to you as that it was sort of painful and it was sort of in my head, but it wasn't, it was not excruciating. It was not debilitating. It was not scream out loud. It was nothing like that, which is one of the reasons why I was a little confused about what was going on.
Mark Belling there on his radio show talking about his experience having a stroke. As I understand it, Dr. Johnson, one of the keys to surviving a stroke is to detect it early and get treatment really fast. That said, we may be confused while we're having it. How do we know? How do we figure out if this is what's going on?
Excellent question. So the American Heart Association and the Stroke Association actually recommend using a test called FAST, F-A-S-T. With F standing for face. So if you try and smile and one side is drooping or a little bit slower. A standing for arms. You try and raise both arms. One is unfortunately unable to move or slower. S is for speech. And T is actually time. And I'll get back to time in a second. But the symptoms that were recommended as far as what to look out for is far beyond that, too. As far as headaches, it can usually be sudden. It may not be very severe, but it's unusual. It's very unusual. Confusion, you mentioned. Vision changes. Also, balance, discoordination. There are multiple factors that play a role, but it's definitely out of the ordinary. The other thing is that stroke symptoms may sometimes be brief. They may be 5 minutes, in which they talk about mini strokes where the symptoms passed. But the interesting thing about it is that time is still important. Call 911. If you see someone having these symptoms, sometimes they're unable to clearly explain what's going on. And that's a key time to just call 911. Time is of the essence.
And I've heard that heart attack symptoms may manifest differently in women than they do in men. Sometimes what we think of as the traditional heart attack symptoms might not apply for women. Is there a similar story when it comes to stroke?
So, great question. In general, stroke symptoms vary between men and women and across individuals. It's tough to say how one particular gender may present. We do know that men tend to be at higher risk for stroke, especially earlier in age. However, we also know that things like tobacco use can significantly raise the stroke in women. But younger age groups typically affect as far as men are more affected during that time with stroke. Yes.
Talking to Dr. Heather Johnson from the UW School of Medicine Public Health about a stroke awareness and prevention. And let's spend the bulk of our time, Dr. Johnson, on that. You've done work on what works for preventing stroke starting at a much earlier age than I would have thought about.
Yes, what we realize is that it's important to start young. So when we talk about young adults, typically less than 50 years old, less than 40 years old is actually key. UW Health has really taken a role as far as focusing on this younger population because, unfortunately, you mentioned heart attacks and also with stroke, we're seeing much higher rates in younger populations. In general, though, regardless of age, managing blood pressure, knowing your blood pressure, getting the numbers down are important. Everyone should know their cholesterol numbers. Also, regular physical activity. Even if you're at your optimal weight, it's still important to stay active. The other thing, too, is there are some things we cannot do as far as change our family history. We can't change as far as growing older each year. Also, ethnicity. African Americans tend to have much higher rates of stroke compared to non-African Americans. So things also we can prevent and control, like diabetes and quitting smoking, make a big difference compared to what we cannot change.
And a nice coincidence there, all those things you just mentioned, I think, are all involved in preventing heart attacks as well.
You're exactly right. It's all part of what we call the cardiovascular system in general. The blood vessels that feed our heart then help support the blood vessels that feed the brain. Prevention is key for both, and time is important for both as far as symptoms.
Are there environmental factors that go into this, things that might be beyond an individual's direct control?
So in general, when we talk about environmental, there are some data out there regarding as far as population exposure and in relationship also to pollution. And those are things we cannot change. But how we manage stress in our environment, though, is a key factor. And those are one of the things that we also talk about. It doesn't necessarily come up all the time during medical visits, but how we manage the stress within our environment is definitely a key benefit as far as protecting our vessels.
I want to bring on a caller now. We've got Dave in Livingston with us. Dave, hello.
Oh, hello to you both. I was just wondering, I had a stroke last year this time, and I wonder, you know, when I talk, sometimes I can't find the right word to fill the sentence in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Dave, thanks a lot for the call. So one of the consequences of a non-fatal stroke can be, as Dave was saying, language difficulties. What are some of the other impacts of surviving a stroke?
So surviving a stroke affects the individual, also family members and significant others. So I thank the caller as far as sharing the experience. And yes, sometimes residual speech difficulty, there may be movement limitations or paralysis in a limb or multiple limbs that are there. Memory difficulty we can sometimes see. Change in baseline mood can definitely be another factor. There also, within the more immediate time surrounding a stroke, there may be significant blood pressure issues, heart rhythm issues. So there are various things that are monitored, and working closely with all the physicians as part of the team is important to follow and make sure things can improve as much as possible. The other thing is that some people do need to participate in rehabilitation after a stroke, and that'll help that individual regain as much quality of life as possible.
Dave, thanks for sharing your experience. Sorry you went through that, and best wishes on your long-term recovery. And Dr. Johnson, we hear after someone's had the first heart attack, what do you do to prevent the next one? How about stroke? Whether you've had a mini stroke or a stroke, what can be done to prevent the next one?
It's a great question. And that is a major focus with us at UW Health, is not just preventing the first event, but the second event, if not sometimes a third event. And what we know is that if you present with a heart attack or stroke, it's a very important time to address all the blood vessels. So it goes back to, what are our risk factors? What can we change? And usually after a heart attack or stroke, there is very close monitoring of blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes. And the biggest thing is that although people may not want to be on certain medications, some of those medications are definitely recommended to help prevent that next event. They actually decrease your risk, not only of an event, but sometimes death after these events. And so working with the team very closely, you may be recommended to cardiac rehab, stroke rehab, as I mentioned. That's important. Also, being active as much as possible, relying on support as far as family, friends, significant others, but paying attention as far as the health risk that unfortunately led to that event is going to be key. It's a lifetime process.
In our last minute or so, Dr. Johnson, can you leave listeners with some advice, just to recap of how to spot that stroke in ourselves or the person we're in a room with and what to do?
Exactly. So remember FAST, F-A-S-T, facial drooping, difficulty raising one or both arms, slurred speech. T is for time. Just call 911. The stroke evaluation begins immediately with the arrival of the ambulance. That determines where you go. It also determines what type of treatment based upon how much time. Other symptoms, confusion, headache, vision changes, those are balance issues. Just don't worry about trying to figure it out. Just call 911.
Dr. Johnson, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Heather Johnson, Associate Professor in the Division of Cardiovascular Medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. She's a preventive cardiologist and a fellow of the American Heart Association. She joined us to talk about how we can start preventive care against strokes now and how to recognize when someone is experiencing a stroke.